97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors alongside Mark Cox. My name is Bo Matthews and Carl Middleman.
Pew, pew.
This segment is brought to you proudly by Razorback Armory. They've got a Bullet Points podcast on their website, razorbackarmory.com. You can stop in and talk to them. You're going to get more knowledge than you will at just a regular gun store. And God bless all the gun stores out there, but a gun concierge is different. It's more detailed. It's more specific. And they can get some custom, even fully automatic firearms for you. Check them out online at razorbackarmory.com. They're in De Pere. When you go in, tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
Absolutely. Want to tell you about an event that is coming up. I know we have a lot of veterans who listen to this show and our radio stations. We appreciate each and every one of you. One of the big stories in St. Louis, unfortunately, in the past 9 months was the death of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz in Afghanistan, one of 13 who lost their lives there. And just as U.S. troops were pulling out, it was covered all across the country. And we've got Mark Schmitz on the phone with us, the father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, the Marine. And Mark, welcome into Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, my friend.
Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. You know, you and I've talked on a number of occasions about the Freedom13.org, this not-for-profit that you put together to kind of help out other veterans. Tell me where that idea came from and kind of what it's grown into.
Well, you know, honestly, we weren't real familiar with veterans out there in the military as a whole until our son joined. And after he was tragically killed, we've been kind of thrust into that world, and we've noticed one common denominator, and that is our veterans have not been taken care of very well by our government. So we felt that Jared's life meant something, and what his purpose was in serving the military, what we wanted to do is pay it back, you know, and pay it forward to the veterans who came before him. And you know, there's wonderful programs out there for service dogs and PTSD and whatnot, but really we really wanted to show our appreciation and give them an opportunity to, you know, sit back and relax and just reboot, and maybe make some new friends who also served in the military as well. And by doing so, we've come up with a concept of creating retreat centers across the country and just a place for them to kick back and feel appreciated for what they've done for us and as a country. And we're starting right here locally in Robertsville, Missouri, with a 2.5-acre riverfront property. We are going to be building 13 homes down there for guys to sign up to use the homes for 1 week at a time, similar to an Airbnb.
Wow.
They prove, you know, they pick the house they want the week they want to use it. And as long as it's available and they can prove they are a veteran, they go and use it for free.
That's wow. Great. Mr. Schmitz, hats off to you for doing this. You know, when we lost Jared, and I feel like we, the entire country lost Jared, as well as the other 12, you were inundated with interviews. And how do you feel? And where are we at in your heart right now, 9 months later? Are you doing better? Is this helping you, this project helping you get stronger after the loss?
This project is my reason for waking up every day.
Good for you.
You know, my wife and I have a very strong, deep faith in God, and we feel Jared around us all the time. Family and friends keep telling me how proud they are, or he is, of us. And, you know, I can't help but to think that there's nothing I can do that's ever going to compare to how proud I am of him. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to do this the rest of my life as long as I'm physically capable of doing it. And, you know, just... I can't compete with my son, that's for sure, but if I could make him the least bit proud of me compared to how I am of him, then a job accomplished.
Well, I mean, what a legacy. I mean, that's what strikes me about it, is that so often these tragedies happen, and then they become sort of a footnote in history. And what you've done here is you've created this legacy in his memory, in the memory of the other 12 service members who were killed that day, so that from now on, when this gets built up to what you envision it as one of these days, I mean, people are never going to forget. I think that's one of the keys here, right?
Yeah, and you know, I never do anything small. So I'm looking on trying to grow this thing to be upwards of, you know, tunnels for towers.
Great organization.
Gary Sinise Foundation, that type of level over time. It's going to take time to grow it, of course, but I would love more than anything by the time I'm to be reunited with Jared again, to say that we've got, you know, 20 villages under our belt, you know, in varying states and cities, and, you know, we're able to make a difference for the good for these guys. They deserve it.
Well, and we do want to get out the information at the end of this conversation to let people know when you'll be ready to accept guests in the 13, which I just connected the dots. There's going to be 13 cabins on this property, which represents all of the people. Are you using another venue as kind of your plan that you're working with to go, okay, they did this because, you know, they've already done, you know, the plan ahead of time. They've done this, so we're going to do similar to that. Are you working with other people around the country, as you mentioned?
Well, initially, when this all first started, we were going to target homeless veterans, getting them back off the streets and reacclimated to society. And then I met some wonderful people over at Veterans Community Project. And honestly, these guys have got it figured out, you know, and there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. And ironically, they're building a 50-unit village here in St. Louis on North Grand to do exactly that, get homeless veterans off the street, reacclimated and back into the workforce. But we actually donated $100,000 to their organization to build two houses, one the house that Jared built and one the house that the Freedom 13 built out of the 50. I support those guys 100%. They've got it figured out. So rather than trying to duplicate what they're already doing, that's why we went the direction of more of a retreat type environment.
Sure, that's smart.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll always be looking for land donations. I talked to a gentleman really early on who had over 100 acres in Colorado. I was not prepared to take that on yet. but, you know, something like that would present a horse ranch or side-by-side UTV, you know, riding type retreat. This one here locally will be more of a fishing type one because it's literally right on the river.
Right.
You know, and that's a great therapy for guys that just need to reboot and re-energize.
Yeah. You know, we're talking to Mark Schmitz, the father of a fallen Marine Jared Schmitz, Lance Corporal, who lost his life. It was killed in Afghanistan only 9 months ago. You know, Mark, you and I only met, obviously, after this incident. I don't even know, honestly, what you do for a living. Did you have a skill set that lent itself to managing something of this size? Are you learning as you go along? You got other people that are helping you? How are you doing this?
A little bit of both. I run two businesses now. One's a professional photography, videography, drone business. The other is a drink truck, so similar to a food truck, but only a mobile bar instead.
Yeah.
My wife is also self-employed. She runs her own insurance brokerage. So, you know, we kind of come from that world. But this is obviously something completely different. So I'm always open to help, always open to new ideas, speaking to those that actually know what they're doing.
Yeah,
right.
But, you know, we are definitely winging it as we go. But, you know, you learn from your mistakes and hopefully don't repeat them. So I welcome the challenge. It's certainly rewarding, that's for sure.
Well, and it makes you think of your son every single day and his fellow comrades that we lost. So are you looking for volunteers to, like, help man it, help people with the kayaking and the cleaning of the places? And really, more importantly, when will you be up and running and ready for guests?
Okay, so we're projecting probably about a year and a half for this project. We've got to have some of the land graded first. I was told that's going to take about 4 months. As far as volunteers, absolutely we'll be needing them, but right now we don't exactly need them physically. We certainly could use their help spreading the word.
How about people that can move that earth for you? Are you looking for companies that can donate their time and equipment or vice, you know, or one or the other to help level that property you need to?
That would be wonderful. I have spoken to two grading companies so far. Both have donated some of their time.
Right.
One was mentioning if we keep their equipment fueled, they'll donate the equipment and the time. So, you know, things of that nature. you know, I haven't committed to anyone just yet. There's still some moving parts that need to be taken care of first, but, you know, it's definitely not going to be an overnight process. But we'll see. You know, anybody who's got connections in that world, they can certainly reach out to me. I'm happy to talk to just about anyone about it.
Yeah, and we're talking about the current property, 2.5 acres down in Robertsville, plans to develop more across the country as this thing starts to grow. You know, Mark, when I had you on my show the other day, we talked about the fact that roughly the foundation has raised $600,000, something along those lines so far. Clearly, just this project alone might cost you more than double that. Let's talk about the gala that you've got planned now.
Yeah, our first inaugural gala is coming up on May 22nd. It's Sunday afternoon. We'll be leaving port at Yacht Club of St. Charles on the Miss Augusta yacht. It seats 140 people. We still have a handful of tickets remaining. Anybody that's listening to your show can use the coupon code Founder 25 for $25 off if they so choose. It's just going to be a great afternoon, hopefully some decent weather. You know, nice, enjoyable cruise along with some live auctions, silent auctions, raffles. I did get confirmation that Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from Colorado will be coming in town for this, and she'll be giving a brief speech. So that's wonderful. I had reached out to her after she stood up during the State of the Union and shouted out, "What about the 13?
Yeah, yeah.
And I called her personally to thank her and invited her, and she actually is coming. So.
Well, that, yeah, that's fantastic. So again, the 22nd, so in about a week and a half, roughly, on a Sunday, you can take part in this. People can go to thefreedom13.org. It's important to include the at the beginning of that, thefreedom13.org, to find out more details, right?
Absolutely. All you have to do is click the events tab, and that'll take them right to the page regarding the gala.
Well, I also want to point out that, you know, there's a lot of generous people that support our military and our fallen military, that if you're an electrician or a plumber or a land grader or whatever and you want to volunteer, that website will also connect them to you, correct?
That is correct. And we'll certainly be updating it as we go, letting people know what we're in need for as the time comes. I've been kind of trying to keep a database of all the people that have volunteered so far.
Sure.
You know. So we'll just keep that list growing and certainly reach out to everybody as we need them.
So excited for you, man. What a great mission to be on, Mark. It really is good talking to you again.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Mark, listen, always a pleasure. Any way we can ever help you out on my show there on 97.1, you be sure and just reach out and we'll get you on there.
I appreciate that. And we're definitely going to need as many funds as we can get. I know this first project's going to have a price tag close to $2 million. So we got a long way to go, but we'll get there.
Absolutely. Mark Schmitz, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Great to get Mark on here again. TheFreedom13.org. That's coming up May 22nd. Their kickoff gala. It's going to be on a cruise. You get to go on a boat cruise. You buy your tickets. They're going to have live auction items on there. You can listen to Lauren Boebert. He said there were only a handful of tickets left, so you better snatch those up. It's something you want to take part in.
Yeah, just a week out. TheFreedom13.org. You know, a lot of great information here that we've shared on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. If you liked what you heard, please share the podcast and to your friends and family and spread it around. Put it on your own social media.
Yeah, no kidding. That does it for us, this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time around.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.